straight into it. No song.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, President, good evening and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio here on blogtalk.com. I'm your host this evening, Mike, and tonight we're going to do something a little different tonight. We're just going to open up, you know, the broadcast, and we're going to allow Apostle Overton to speak, and we're just going to have a good time and fellowship with those who are coming in. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started with tonight's broadcast. Apostle Overton, you have the mic.
Okay, Brother Mike, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Mike?
I can hear you.
Stand by. Good evening to everyone here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries.com. Happy New Year to you here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. It's a blessing to be here with all of you. And I pray that this year of 2018 will be a blessed year for all of you. Just want to give all of you some information on what's going on with Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We have hit over 180 subscribers since we've been doing this about 4 months ago. We're going to make some lineup changes for all of our listening audience. I want to thank all of the subscribers who have subscribed, took some time off. I will be responding back to all subscribers, and I also want to thank our new subscribers. And in 2018, God put upon my heart to move this radio station into a lot of different angles of teaching. I'm on a sabbatical, and I'm looking at in my heart, and as we walk with God, we have to allow our walk with Him to be personal and to really appreciate God and His love is to appreciate His mercy and grace. Without that mercy and grace, none of us would be here. We're living in some very hard times. We're having political uproar in America. I've never heard of a president to speak and call these nations shitty nations that happen to be African nations, which is appalling. But if you have your armor of God on, that doesn't even bother you. When the armor of God is on, there are many things that's going on in our nation, and we just ask that you remember 2 Chronicles 7:14 and put that scripture into effect to pray for this nation and pray for all of our leaders, that God will touch their heart. And we need to come up against the enemy, Satan, who is really doing everything he can to destroy mankind worldwide. There are musicians that's showing you how they're walking on water, turning fish buckets in the water, dynamo, and all these other musicians that's really using black arts. The arts are rising these last days. People are very selfish. And it's this close like that of the days of Noah before Christ comes. Also, I want to let you know that the Lord has put in my heart to share a teaching in the future on how to handle schizophrenia. The Lord gave Sister Durden a revelation, and the Lord revealed to me that I had some areas of schizophrenia in my life. And I'm going to show you how I had tackled with it and how, by faith, I still have to come up against it every day. It's a daily battle. You can get the victory in it. That teaching is going to come up how I overcame schizophrenia. Also, we're going to be having some future teachings on the transfiguration. We're going to move into some faith and a new, fresh deliverance class. I got some teachings that I haven't been able to take the time to put together. Now I have. I'm on a sabbatical. I'll be back bringing the Word of God back in February. I'm searching my heart. I'm dealing with me. You see, I believe that every minister is supposed to really put some time and stop ministering to people and let God minister to you and show you your sins. This is why I tell people, don't follow me, follow Christ. And as I see things in my heart, not good, this year, make a proclamation to work out your own salvation, to please God in your eyesight as best you can, to love mankind and to not get caught up in the things of the world.
I also want to respond to some many emails that I've had. If any of you would wish to email me on any information concerning any subject that I have taught or any information you'd like to give me to comment on, please do so at OvertonNavy1@gmail.com. This is something new that we're going to be doing at the end of every broadcast. We're going to ask you to email us and tell us your opinions on some things that you want to know. Also, I have an email about Donald Bitcherson, and he asked me, "Dear Pastor Owens, I know that you are a deliverance minister. Should any ministers get involved in politics?" No. And I don't believe that I should. When Jesus walked the earth, his disciples did not get involved with the affairs of Pharaoh. I shouldn't get involved with the affairs of this government. But as a man of God, you have to speak out against injustices. Dr. King, on this wonderful Martin Luther King birthday, was a pastor who had to speak out against injustices to African-American people that was oppressed during the Jim Crow system. So I believe that a pastor must speak out against unrighteousness and degrading a man, because God created man in his own image. But I do not believe a pastor should involve in political parties, support, nominate Democrat or Republican. I say this over and over. I said things in 2017 to be aware of Trump's ignorance. I don't have to do that anymore. People can see for themselves. But I don't want to get involved with politics. I'm trying to speak against a behavior that people have to look at in a leadership position. Also, this series that we're going to be talking about on schizophrenia is going to show you every day how to deal with it. It's two minds, two souls. And the Lord says, create in me a what? Clean heart. And I got a lot of information to give you on that and how to get victory in areas of schizophrenia. Also coming in 2018, we're going to have teachings of what the Bible says about wine. Very few people talk about that subject. Can a Christian drink wine? Yes or no? We're going to have those. What does the Bible say about animals? And also, we're going to be doing an in-depth teaching on the book of Revelation. That's right. Fellows Live Deliverance Internet Radio is going to pioneer into Revelation. And we're going to look into that and bring that word out and break down by the leading of the Holy Spirit the book of Revelation. We're also going to have deliverance seminars coming up here in 2018. And I thank every last one of you subscribers. I am so grateful for all of our subscribers. They have been a blessing to us. And there is a subscriber. Let me try to get his name here. I think he's a newlywed couple. And if I can pull up his name very quickly, I can tell you who he is if they're listening. So let's do this. Okay, Kendea White, K-A-D-E-N-E, White, 50 minutes ago. Welcome. Also, Justin Smith, Don White, Vera Smallwood, Mr. Dentio, Laura Curtin, and many more. Thank you for your support in 2017. Also, we're going to be doing a teaching on the work of the devil. We're going to explore the book of Exodus, where Pharaoh's servants begin to try to perform miracles, and how God's power is all more dominant than any demonic force that could be available against you. We're also going to be dealing more this year on healing scriptures to show people where and what the Bible says about healing. But I'm very excited about the schizophrenia teaching that I'm going to bring about, how to deal with it on a day-to-day basis. You get it. People teach about it, but they don't tell you how to apply it. That's what we're going to try to do here. Don't forget to tell someone to subscribe here. Again, we want to thank you for listening to us. I'm on a sabbatical. Lift me up in prayer. By faith, I'm healed with this flu. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed. Lift me up in prayer. I love all of you. Thank you for subscribing, and continue to tell somebody about Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Your contributions is very much needed. We would appreciate your contributions. This is old grandmama here. We had to put it on a fan because we need another computer, but it's working. God wants to bless this ministry. And I believe that the way he can bless it is that we give people good, sound teaching. If any of you have any problems with what I say, please email me. But don't do it in no rude way, because I don't have time to write back to that. And I will respond back to you. We're going to be having also classes for Apostolic Age School 2018, and I'm going to be working on some commercials that we've had previous students and give you their testimony of what they learned, where it may enhance you to join the Apostolic Age School here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Shalom. God bless. Don't forget to sow a seed here with your financial offerings at livedeliverance.com. And don't forget to continue to subscribe. God bless and have a good evening. I'm out of here, Big Mike. I'm not feeling good, man.
All right, brother Emmett. I'm going to be praying for you, brother. And
yes, sir. I can't go.
All right. So get some rest, brother. And we'll be praying for you, okay?
I see you, Mike.
All right, brother Emmett. All right, folks, that concludes the broadcast for tonight. Please lift Brother Emmett up in your prayers, and we will see you again here tomorrow night on Live Deliverance on blogtalk.com. Shalom, have a good night, and God bless you.
My ideas and content must be a reality, so all my dreams can come to be a possibility. All success starts with a decision just to try. Failing is inevitable if we do not fight. Knowing your purpose, meaningful life. Great execution bring confidence in your smile. If you believe, then you can fly. Don't waste no more time, you can soar up to the sky. The morning sun, to ensure what I said, I do what's really done. Come in my plans, I got no procrastination. All weakness in my life I have to overcome. No time for doubt, no time for fear. Problems will come, but I will let them disappear. I cannot slow down, I have to run. I see the time and I must complete the mission, cause I'm a winner. I know I will, 'cause I'm